Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. We've often said how important it is to have a woman's point of view when it comes to tech. So when we heard about the remarkable personal security devices from a company called InvisiWare, we knew the point was proven once again. InvisiWare calls itself, quote, jewelry that can save your life. Its bracelets, necklaces, keychains, and even scrunchies allow users to quickly and discreetly call for help. The InvisiWare products look like elegant accessories, a far cry from the bulky panic buttons we're used to. Founder of InvisiWare is 26-year-old Raja Abdelaziz. A frightening encounter one night when she was an undergrad engineering student led her on a quest for truly wearable security devices. We talked to Raja about what makes InvisiWare so special and why tech needs more women like her. Here's what she had to say. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be featured on the podcast.
So tell us about InvisiWare. What does it do and how does it work exactly?
InvisiWare creates smart jewelry and accessories that can literally save your life. They look like necklaces, bracelets, keychains. We even have them in fitness bands and scrunchies, but they all have a button hidden on the back. If you double press the button, it immediately alerts up to 5 loved ones that you need help. It shares a link to your exact location, and it can also optionally contact 911. InvisiWare is backed by ADT, the number one name in security.
And what inspired you to create InvisiWare?
I never really meant to start a company. It all happened by accident. While I was in college, I had a scary situation where I was followed by a group of guys while I was walking back to my car. The car full of guys stopped, and one of them started to get out. Although I had my phone with me, there wasn't enough time to unlock it, to call for help. I had so many people I knew that were less than a block away, but I couldn't look at the attackers and ask them to pause until I called a loved one or called 911. Thankfully, I wasn't hurt and I was able to get to my car safely. But in that moment, I realized how important it is to protect yourself and your loved ones.
And I understand that it's been a true lifesaver for some of your customers. Tell us about that.
We've had a lot of success stories. In addition to giving tens of thousands of women peace of mind on a day-to-day basis, we've also helped a lot of women during scary situations. We've helped a young woman who was involved in a serious car accident. We helped a realtor who was almost abducted. We helped multiple ladies that had medical conditions. And we've even helped seniors that have fallen and couldn't get up.
So your background is in electrical engineering and computer science. Why do you think it's important to have women in these fields?
Yes, it's really sad. There isn't a lot of women in STEM fields right now, and I think it's very important for that to change. I mean, when I had that scary situation I shared with you guys, I was simply looking for a safety device like this on the market, and it made no sense to me why there wasn't any panic buttons disguised as jewelry. And I really think what it comes down to is there aren't as many women engineers. So nobody realized the need, or the women that did realize the need didn't have a skill set to bring a product like this to market, unfortunately. I think it's extremely important to have women be involved in STEM fields so that they have the skill set to bring these amazing creative ideas to life.
And what's next for InvisiWare?
We've got a super exciting year ahead. We recently partnered with ADT. Since then, we've seen exponential growth. Right now, we're working on developing some cool new products and amazing features that we can't wait to launch soon. We really want to push the limit and create mind-blowing technology. Our goal is to really continue to come out with discreet lines so that our products become a deterrent and people don't even dare to attack someone out of worry that maybe their scrunchie will call for help.
Finally, what special perspective do you think women bring to entrepreneurship?
I think women bring an incredible perspective to entrepreneurship. They definitely bring a creative mindset. We also bring a lot of empathy to the table. Mostly all of the women-owned businesses that I have met all have social missions behind them. With me, the reason I decided to create Invisiware is because I didn't want a single woman to ever feel as alone and scared as I did when I had that scary situation that I experienced.
And that's why we need more women in tech. So here's something good for today. It took a woman named Raja Abdelaziz to create a better security device for women. Across the tech world, women innovators like Raja are using their own special perspective to design a better future for all. And as Raja says, women also have an important perspective on entrepreneurship. They bring both creativity and empathy, and they have a tendency to start companies built around purpose. You can learn more about Raja's company, Invisiware, at the Marketplace by Seneca Women, or go to invisiware.com. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.